Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October 28th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny and a half at 680 and three quarters. December wheat down 9 1/4 cents at 929 and a quarter. And January beans up 6 3/4 cents at $14 and a quarter cent. The meal was strong, up 10 bucks. The oil was down 50 ticks out here. The beans responded. Ultimately, we opened lower, moved a little bit lower from there, and then rallied almost 22 cents off the lows. You know, you might think it was the export sales, the 126 beans to China, the 198 to Spain. But, you know, we were lower early after the numbers came out. We moved lower, so I'm not sure it was the exports. Maybe we found some new buyers on the breakdown there. We had a, you know, pretty nice rally out here. Is it going to continue? You know, we need to see the Mississippi River open up more, get barge traffic moving. A lot of the elevators along the Mississippi River are not taking in corn or beans right now. That can't be positive out here. So I'm a little concerned. Maybe stoking the bean fire a little bit. Excuse me, is the Dow Jones. It's up 765 points out here. That's over a 4,000-point rally in 2 weeks and a day. It's just an unprecedented rally out here. Now, we've come right up to, and just a little bit through, the 200-day moving average. We did that once before. We had 2 or 3 days over the 200-day moving average. Couldn't hold it and then backed off. Is this something, you know, are they trying, the Democrats trying to goose the market up here to make the economy feel better, to make everybody's IRAs look a hell of a lot better than they did 2 weeks ago? It's possible, but I find it very difficult to think that they have that kind of power to move the Dow Jones 4,000 points. So, you know, I just don't, I'm not a buyer of stocks out here. As a matter of fact, I sold some stocks here today. I thought this rally was has gone far enough. At any rate, corn, you know, continues to be just under a little bit of pressure. Funds are still long 240,000+ contracts of corn. Problem with the corn is if you sell it here and there's something that happens in Russia and Ukraine, you know, we'll gap open over $7, and that would be incredibly bullish if we could open there and stay there. And I don't think anybody wants to get caught too short with that. On the other hand, we don't see any real export demand out here. The weather's good for harvest. We had a little bit of harvest selling on the close here today. The wheat looks terrible. So, you know, do you really want to be long with, you know, all this that's going on out here? So we just stay in this 50-cent range. Every time we get toward $7, we back away. Every time we get down to 650, we seem to rally it. I think it's going to take something real significant to get us out of that range. So that's really about it. We'll see what happens out here next week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.